Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome, everyone, to our newest episode. I am thrilled that you are here joining us, and I'm thrilled to have Dahlia Kemble. Her company and the community she's creating is called the Pink Sheep Society. So I look forward to hearing more about that. She is a life and mindset coach. So welcome, Dahlia, to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about our conversation today.
Yeah, me too. So let's start with your story. What kind of inspired you to become a life and mindset coach? Is there a story behind maybe something that happened to you?
Yeah, so my background is actually in psychology. I had done a bachelor's degree in psychology and then a master's degree in organizational behavior and development. And I thought I wanted to go like more along the corporate route and kind of, coaching more kind of in organizations. And I realized I'm always just connected back. Like I'm such an introvert, and I'm also such a people's person at the same time. Like I feed off people's energy. And I just realized all the time, like even with friends or people I'm around, I'm like always helping people to kind of break the blocks that are stopping them getting from where they are to where they want to get to. And it just felt, coaching just felt like really aligned because it was building off of the psychology and like human mind. And that was something that's always until today really fascinates me. But I think I was really just passionate about finding a way to help people get from A to B in a practical way and not necessarily the psychology, which kind of focuses more on the past and on like the patterns around that. And I'm not saying that coaching doesn't as well, but I found that coaching was always more practical. And yeah, I'd done a few different things in between, and then I kind of fell into the coaching world back in COVID in like 2019, 2020. I also like everything obviously transitioned online there, and I was like, I'm just gonna get started and see kind of what's out there. And for a while I went on my own and tried to figure out, and a lot of the time I was just like hiring other coaches and trying to kind of copy from them and see what was working and following someone else's blueprint. And it's only today, probably like 5-6 years later, that I'm looking back and just realizing how much of my own journey is like breaking through and not following anyone else's path, like getting inspired by it, but not using that, like if it works for them, it's necessarily going to work for me, because every single person is so different. And even until today, I'm still like, there's still coaches that I've worked with until recently, and they're like, this is what you need to do, or you need to do that, or that's how it's going to work. And I'm just always questioning, like, is this right for me? Is this right for who I'm working with, for my personality, for what feels aligned with me? And I think that's something like I so wish I would have known at the beginning. Like, there is no right way. There's no right path. There's no right or wrong. And you've got to learn to almost trust yourself and have your own back in this process. One of my coaches, because I really strongly believe as a coach, you also need your own coaches to break your own beliefs as well. And one of my coaches says, she was like, entrepreneurship and being a coach and running your own business is literally like the personal development course you never knew you were signing up for or never knew you needed. And it's so true, because it will bring up so many things and it will make you face all of your, all of the things that are coming up. But essentially, when you do that, you can actually be so, so much more powerful and help people along their journeys as well. So this is kind of like on a tangent around coaching. But yeah, I originally got into that. And I think there's so many ways to coach and to get coached and to get into this realm. So that's a little in a nutshell. Again, I can go on tangents, but I want to give you the space to take the conversation where we want to take it.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, you're not the first person to start online at COVID. And to be honest, when we were coaching before that, and we were trying to get people to get on video calls on Zoom, and they were like, no, 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 oh, my hair doesn't look good, or I don't look good on camera. And one good thing that did come out of COVID was that everybody became a lot more comfortable being, on Zoom. But I love your concept about, and totally wholeheartedly agree, coaches need coaches, because sometimes people can see more than what's in front of them. As a coach, you can see more about what I'm talking about and kind of help me get to where I want to go. You said something too about personal development. Oh yeah, I guess just about, your journey to where you are now. And it really is a case of personal development. You're so right. You know, in there are a lot of things I wish I had known now that I wish I had known back then that I do know now. But there's also a lot of things I think you just have to learn sometimes. You've got to get through them.
100%.
But you know, it's always nice to have somebody help you fast track that.
For sure, 100%. And I think if you don't learn from, like I always say, it's great for other people to tell you what to do or what not to do in life in general, not even in just in coaching. But until you don't actually go through it yourself and learn on your own skin, like the mistakes that you're going to make and lessons along the way, you're not going to embody it. You're not going to integrate it because it's like someone else's lesson that you're learning through them. And it just never works. It's like you've got to learn it and go through it yourself to actually really embody the lesson and learn from that moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about what type of clients you work with. Is there anything that's the same about them? So are they a particular demographic, or are they corporate, or are they independent entrepreneurs, like solopreneurs?
So some of them are entrepreneurs, some are not necessarily, like I wouldn't necessarily say it's just entrepreneurs. I've actually narrowed it down recently. And again, this is something that I really believe comes with time and also shifts as you're growing. I think as we're evolving as humans, as we're growing, we're always going to shift. And where we essentially started isn't necessarily always going to be in alignment because we're always growing. So when I first started coaching back in the day, I was literally coaching around breakups and helping women who like literally were in that space. Because that's where I connected my journey back to. And I was like, that's how I can help people the most. And I know what it's like to be in that space. And I also know what it's like to get to the other side. And that's what was like kind of calling me into that. And then over time, I started getting into more health and fitness coaching. And I've actually been partnering with I've been working with a company for the last 4 years now. I'm working with them and doing health and fitness coaching. And at the same time, working on building like my own thing as well. And what I'm essentially doing at the moment, what I'm working on is essentially the clients that I'm calling in and essentially working with, going back to your question, is people who feel like the black sheep and they are wanting to do unconventional things in life or not necessarily follow the traditional route, or they're done with just like doing what they think they should be doing or what they're expected to do or what other people want them to do. And they know that they're meant for more. They know there's something else out there, but they often feel like misunderstood or that other people around them don't get them. And they have this knowing that there's more, but they don't necessarily have to go after that or even what that looks like. So the first thing I really help people with is essentially gaining clarity on what that even looks like. What is it that you want? Like, how often do we stop and ask ourselves those questions? What is it that we want?
Yeah, that's so funny. I can totally relate to that because when I worked in corporate, I loved my job. I had a great job. I worked for MTV Networks. It was fun. It was full of smart people who were fun, and there were just people who were thriving in that environment, and I just wasn't one of them. It was hard for me. I was pushing, and you wonder, is it fear that I'm not, you know, moving forward, or is it really something that's just not aligned? And I think now I know it just wasn't aligned.
I can totally relate to that as well. And I think as well, like I think that the S like the concept in itself, the black sheep, what I found from my life often comes with a very negative connotation of like you're selfish or you're the rebel or but you're not a black sheep and you're part of the like you're part of something bigger and all of these things. And I don't think it has anything to do with anyone else. It's like I see it as someone who knows they don't necessarily want to follow the same path or the same route that they're expected to or that everyone else is doing, and they actually have the courage to go after that. So essentially, I help people to tap into that courage because I really believe that everyone has that inside, and that when you share that light, when you share your gifts with the world, everyone gets the benefit because you're winning and living your best life and in alignment, and everyone around gets the benefit from the light and everything that you're sharing with the world as well. So I really help people to like gain clarity on what it is they want. And then have the confidence, grow the confidence to actually go after it. Because what often happens, what I found also in my own life, is that you get clear on what it is you want, and then you get all excited and you start to go after it, and then you hit a brick wall. Because either someone else's opinions will pull you back and you don't yet have the confidence that you can go after it, or your own self-doubt will start to kick in, and then you'll start to second guess yourself and all of those things. So it's definitely a process around like a lot of mindset work and a lot of energetic work and a lot of identity work. And also, I think who you're surrounding yourself with is so, so powerful. And that's why I'm in the process as well. Like, one of my visions is creating a community, which I'm essentially calling the Pink Sheep Society, like you said at the beginning. And I feel like if we're on video, I'm on brand today. But the reason I'm calling it the Pink Sheep Society is, apart from the fact that anyone who knows me, I love the color pink and I'm obsessed with it, and I own that unapologetically. I really do believe that the black sheep, going back to what I said before, has a very negative and dark connotation. And I think pink sheep is like almost bringing out the color and bringing out the light and bringing out the joy that people have to share with the world. So I think when people are really not like surrounded by people who are normalizing for them what's possible and what they can go after, it's so much easier to go after what you want, because it's not like you're the outsider or you're the odd one out. It's like there's other people around you who are also going after unconventional and non-traditional things. And it's so powerful to be surrounded by the right people to really uplift you and to normalize what's possible as well. And even when I'm looking back in my life, like I'm now a digital nomad and I'm living in Thailand, and that isn't necessarily what a lot of people around me were doing. And I realized through my own journey just the power of community and the power of being surrounded by like-minded people, especially if you're doing things that most people aren't doing or most people might not have the courage to do. Like it will bring up a lot of things, and who you're surrounded by and what you're consuming and all of those things really do make a big difference in moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's an energy with people when they're all excited about what they're doing and you're excited about what you're doing. So, count me in on your society. I'm there.
Yes, heck yes.
I love that. Yeah. I totally agree that it is so important to surround yourself with people. Oh, I was going to say, as a coach, don't you love that aha moment when you're talking about something and the person's kind of thinking about it and thinking, and all of a sudden they go, oh, that's it. And that feels so good and so easy. And then sometimes they think, well, it's too easy. It can't be that easy. And I think, if you're doing the right thing and you're aligned with it, it can be easy, or at least it can flow. It's always challenges, but when it flows, I feel like you know it. Do you agree?
Yes, and I think when you're out of alignment, you know it as well without necessarily realizing it. But everything feels off when things. I always say, like, I really believe in hard work to get to where you want to get to. But there's a difference in putting in effort and working hard and doing what you need to get to where you want to get to, and doing it from a place of ease and flow and alignment versus from a place of force and pressure and I need to do this and like all of that intense energy. It doesn't have to be that way. And I think a lot of us from society are taught, like, we almost get a badge of honor for working hard and for being under pressure and for being disciplined and all of these things. And it's like, it's very masculine energy. And I think only since I started studying like energetics and really understanding the feminine and the flow, and that you can do things from a different energy, like, there's so much power in that to let go, to like have that trust. And so many people think, like, have trust is like just sitting back and, meditating and hoping it's going to fall from the sky. It's not about that at all. It's about taking the action, but then actually letting go and surrendering to that, and not like being in that, like, pressure never gets any of us anywhere apart from like having a lot of mental blocks and things around that. But yeah, there's a different way to do things, and it doesn't mean that you're not working to get to where you want to get to, but it gets to be from a very different energy. And I really believe that the energy behind our action impacts everything on where we get to anyway, because if you're coming from like an energy of that unease and the force and the pressure, you're never going to enjoy the process to get there anyway. So it's like, what's the point to get to where you want to get to and suffer along the way, where you can just bring more joy and more flow and more ease into the process and get to where you want to get to at the same time?
Beautiful. I love that. So you mentioned something about like meditating. Do you have like a favorite like ritual or tool or something that maybe our listeners could use to kind of, if they know they're not in flow, to kind of give them like their first step in that direction?
Yeah, I think for me personally, journaling works, and I've actually run a lot of journaling workshops for clients as well. So it's just a tool for me. It's just like, I find if you're ever like in a million, if you're having a hard time with your mind just switching off, I always find it helpful to kind of like put those thoughts out onto paper. It doesn't have to make sense. I think some people get really caught up in the how. And what I always say is, it doesn't have to make sense to anyone. It doesn't even have to make sense to you. But if you feel lighter afterwards and you're just writing it out, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Now, I know for some people, not everyone connects to journaling, and that's okay as well. So I think giving yourself the time, the space, the permission to explore and to see what works for you. And if one thing doesn't work, that's okay. Like, just because it works for someone else doesn't mean it will work for you, and vice versa. I think breathe in, breath work is really powerful. And for some, like sometimes, honestly, the most simple things I think are the most powerful. Like sometimes for me, if I'm like in my own head too much, I'll literally go outside for a walk and I will listen to a podcast or listen to something or even listen to a song that will just like, or even if I'm in the space, even if you're physically home and you can't leave the house, literally put in on music makes a huge difference. Like literally dance to a song that brings you joy. It will shift your energy in a second. And movement. There's so many different ways. Like it doesn't have to be. I think sometimes we think we have to do like big, crazy things, and sometimes it's the intentional small things that make a big, big difference as well. So yeah, for me, journaling personally helps, but there's definitely a lot of other tools that I know are really impactful as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned something about doing it consistently. And sometimes it doesn't need to be done every single day. Like people say, "Oh, I'm going to commit to journaling and I'm going to do it every morning and every evening." And it's just too much and it's not actually what they need. Sometimes I just need what we call a brain dump. And I'll just take everything that's
Yeah.
flying around in my head that I feel like I'm responsible for that hasn't gotten done or that's worrying me, and I'll just write it all down. And then I'll look in some of them, I'll think, well, that's dumb. You don't need to worry about that. You can't do anything about that. Or, oh yeah, this is really, really important. So let's spend some time focusing on that. So that's one of my little tips or tricks.
I love that.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit more, if you would, about the Pink Sheep Society. I love that concept. Have you started it? Is it Where does it live? Is it something that you might be able to give us a link to, or not yet?
Not yet, but I would definitely be in touch with you when I do. You can actually, if you're welcome, if you're listening to this as well, to follow me on Instagram because I would definitely be sharing updates on there. My handle's at Dahlia Kemble, which is my name, so I can obviously share the link with you and you can put it in the show notes as well. But yeah, I really see it as a space virtual. I see it honestly as starting as virtual because the coaching that I do right now, whether it's me in my own masterminds or when I'm coaching other people, I think there's so much power in Zoom and being able to serve people literally around the world. Like me and you are like, I'm in the evening now in Thailand, and I think you're in the morning, and we're like completely different time zones on the other side of the world. And yet we're here on the same screen connecting, which I think is so beautiful and so powerful. So I think there's certain limitations to if you're only in person, you can serve the people that are there. I also think there's amazing, incredible, beautiful energy when you do come in person. So I see it primarily as a virtual space to be able to connect more people. And I think there's so much power in that. And until today, I've only literally been coaching mostly online as well. But I also see in the future as like having in-person retreats because I've led actually a couple of in-person retreats for clients now. And there's so much power and growth in being in person. And I've ended up being with clients who I've been coaching for like over a year and a half. And then we have an in-person retreat and we meet for the first time. And it's so powerful, like that connection to like take out the screen and to hug someone and to go through things together and to go through workshops together. So I almost see like the vision of having that, you know, in having that online space where it's like there's always that opportunity to connect from anywhere with anywhere, literally around the whole world, which is beautiful in itself. And then having like more intimate in-person retreats at some point as well to really deepen that connection together too.
I love that. I love that. You're so right. It's interesting now to even have a meeting on the phone because it seems so impersonal when, you know, you can get on Zoom and talk to each other. And I know it was fantastic when my father-in-law lived in England and we were here in the States, and we were able to get him onto, it wasn't Zoom, I think it was Skype. And so we would talk to him every morning, and it just felt like you weren't that far away, you know, that you had just connected with them and spoke to them and seen them in the morning. So it just didn't feel like those miles were. When I first moved to England many moons ago, it was, you know, there wasn't, I want to say, oh, we didn't really have even cell phones back then. Okay, now I'm really dating myself. But it was just hard because it was early morning there and all my friends were at home. It would be really early morning there. And so, you know, and I didn't know anyone. I couldn't drive. It was very, I felt very disconnected, where I feel like, you know, for as in as much as you know, screens are can be a problem for people to spend too much time, I also think there's such a great opportunity to bring people together.
100%. And I actually feel the same. I'm so glad you mentioned that because I feel the same way about social media. I've definitely in the past had such, as a coach as well, had such a love-hate relationship with social media around posting. And I'm often like, now I'm looking back, I'm like, that just came from a pressure of thinking I needed to do a certain thing because that's what I was meant to do as a coach, sort of thing. But I think now, as I look at social media, I see so much power behind it. Like, I've networked and created so many beautiful, amazing connections with people that I never would have done if I wasn't on certain groups. Like, I think even and being on this podcast, I think that also came through social media or from one of the groups. I'm like, there's so much power behind this. There's so many ways to genuinely connect and really build and create relationships with people that doesn't mean like liking and having the nut. It's like, doesn't have to be an algorithm number game. Like, you can genuinely build relationships and connections and meet people from all over the world if you're intentional about how you use it as well.
Yeah, we've had clients like you that we one of them actually we met him. We've known him for 4 years, and we finally met him like last year at a conference. And it was like you, it was so much fun, and we just all fell into just a great, you know, we both all had a great time. We kind of split up and going to different sessions, and then we get together afterwards and talk about it. And then also earlier this year, my business partner went on a conference with another girl who we've been friends with, you know, for like 3 years, but she lived in Mexico, but she moved back to the States. And so they were able to get together, and it was just like meeting an old friend, you know? It's so great. I
I
love
love
that.
it.
So I'm excited for your society. So, if people right now who are listening are saying, you know what, I'm ready for that society when she is, or, you know, I really want to talk to her about how she might help me grow my business and feel more in flow and surround myself with good energy. What is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, just honestly reach out to me on Instagram, come in the DMs because I genuinely love connecting. Like, share with me even podcasts that I can and like the name of the podcast so I can see like where you came from. But I love really just having conversations and feel free to follow along to see the updates as well, but also really just to come in the DMs and let's connect on a personal level. I love connecting with people and just not having followers for the sake of it, but really just having those real genuine connections. So I'd love to connect if you are listening and relating to this as well.
I love that. I love that. My last question to all my guests is, if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
I think the biggest thing that's coming through right now is to be yourself. Like, really just to be the most authentic person of you and the most authentic version of you, sorry. And to give yourself permission to say what's on your mind from a place like I really genuinely wholeheartedly believe right now that if you have something to share and it's like coming from within, from the heart, there's someone out there that needs to hear that.
I love that. What a great way to end the episode. Dahlia, I can't thank you enough for joining me. This has been so much fun, and I'm excited and I'm grateful there are people out there like you who are helping people who need it. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.